This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Almost 800,000 people in the U.S., 8,000 of them here in Massachusetts, are waiting on President Donald Trump to announce a decision that could change their lives. At the White House today, Trump said he would soon make a decision about the future of the DACA program, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Sometime today or over the weekend, we'll have a decision. We love the dreamers. We love everybody. Thank you very much.
Well, DACA is the Obama-era federal program that allows undocumented young people who were brought to the country as children to remain in the United States while attending school without fear of deportation. Joining us now with more is WBUR's Edify reporter, Max Larkin. Hi there, Max.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, just remind us, what exactly does the DACA program do? What does and doesn't it provide to undocumented young people?
Well, compared to the big decisions that America has to make about its 11-plus million undocumented immigrants, DACA was really a very small step. It basically gave immigrants who came to the United States under the age of 16, a lot of them came very young, it gave them, put them at the bottom of the queue for immigration enforcement and gave them a way to legally work and learn in the United States. But it's important to note that it wasn't a path to citizenship. It wasn't even a long-term guarantee of safety. And even its defenders realized that because it's an executive order, it was subject to be turned over as soon as a new president arrived in the White House.
And DACA beneficiaries had to apply every 2 years. They also had to have no criminal record, be attending school. There is a long list that they have to check off.
Exactly. It was targeted at a particular portion of the population who are seen as being the most politically popular group of undocumented immigrants.
The dreamers, in other words.
Yes, that's right.
So what might happen to DACA beneficiaries, to these young people, if President Trump decides to end the program?
Well, of course, we're still waiting on the form that the policy change would take if he announces it in the next day or in the next few days. But it one way that you could conceivably do it is because it's a 2-year renewal process, is you could just turn off the faucet of renewals. And then when people's DACA status lapses, they could find themselves no longer legally allowed to work or learn in the United States.
And then perhaps be subject to deportation.
Exactly.
As well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the president himself has actually gone back and forth in his public remarks about the program. I mean, during the campaign, here's what he said about immigration and DACA. This is August of 2016.
We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution.
So a hard line there from then-candidate Trump. But in February, as president of the United States, he was asked about DACA at a press conference, and he said this.
We're going to show great heart. DACA is a very, very difficult subject for me, I will tell you. To me, it's one of the most difficult subjects I have, because you have these incredible kids. You know, I love these kids. I love kids. I have kids and grandkids. And I find it very, very hard doing what the law says exactly to do. And, you know, the law is rough.
So, Max, what kind of pressure is on the president to reconcile these views?
Well, I think you can imagine it sort of the devil on one shoulder, the angel, or two different voices. There are definitely people across the political sphere who are making the case that DACA should remain, even surprising places. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, for instance, opposes the policy, but he thinks that the solution to this problem comes through the legislature. Silicon Valley, many CEOs wrote a letter saying that the DACA recipients rescinding their status would cost the country $500 billion in productivity and billions more in taxes lost. So there's a bunch of people who want this program to remain as it is.
And disagreement within White House amongst members of Trump's own staff, I presume.
Yeah, as always, you hear conflicting reports that there are some aides who would like to see the policy stay and others who want it gone.
Well, and there's another kind of a deadline to this story set by the Attorney General of Texas. What's going on there?
Yeah, a lot of immigration advocates say Trump has fundamentally changed the face of enforcement of immigration in this country since he took over. But there are some people who think he's not being tough enough. And so there's a group of 10 attorneys general representing 10 different red states, and they are suing, saying that DACA represented executive overreach on behalf of the previous president, Barack Obama. But they will drop that suit if Trump unilaterally rescinds the program before September 5th, next Tuesday.
Hmm. Now, of course, as we mentioned at the top of this conversation, Max, there are 8,000 young people in Massachusetts who could be affected by the president's decision as and when it comes. And, you know, again, the program was designed to allow these young people to go to school without fear of deportation. How are colleges and universities in the area reacting to what might happen?
Yeah, there's definitely a broad pushback to this. Boston Public Schools Superintendent Tommy Chang said that we really don't want to go back. Harvard President Drew Faust said she effectively pled with the White House to keep the policy in place. Harvard has a number of DACA students of its own. One of the things that I think is interesting is how much emotional support these people want to give to students who are undocumented. There was enormous peace of mind that DACA students describe feeling while this policy was in place, and they're worried that rescinding the policy will send those students back to a painful uncertainty, as well as imperiling their status here in the country.
Well, that's Max Larkin, reporter for WBUR's Edify. Max, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meghna.
Well, let's speak to one of those young people who may be in a dangerous kind of limbo here when the president makes his decision. Paola is joining us in the studio, and she's asked her to refer to her as Paola for obvious reasons, out of concern for her status. But she is just about to start her freshman year of college at UMass Boston, and she's with us now. Paola, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, I mean, how are you feeling today, knowing that the president might make some kind of decision about the DACA program any day now?
So it makes me nervous because it just puts my future on the line, because it all depends. If it stays, then I'm going to be able to finish my career at UMass Boston. If it goes, then I might not be able to continue at UMass Boston.
I mean, if it goes, do you know what you're going to do, what you could do? I mean, is that something you've been thinking about?
So my first semester of college, thanks to scholarships, has been covered. But going forward, if the DACA is taken away, then I would have to probably step out of UMass Boston, since the price is very high, because I would be considered an out-of-state student. And then I would have to probably, my best option would be to get my associates at a community college.
Mm. Now, you were brought to the United States from El Salvador, is that
correct? Correct.
How old were you?
I was 9 years old.
What do you remember about that time?
I don't remember much. I remember my family that's over there, but if you ask me about El Salvador, I couldn't really tell you much about it.
Mm. I mean, so do you consider the United States your country, your home?
I would consider the United States my home. This is where most of my family is. Even though I still have family in El Salvador, my life was built here. I was technically raised here.
Yeah. And so, you know, Max was saying earlier that when the DACA program was first instituted, it gave a lot of young people peace of mind. At least for every 2 years, there would be some stability. How much has that peace of mind meant to you?
It has meant a lot, because even having my status during my senior year of high school, it was very difficult to choose a college that I could go to. And I was able to find a way to pay for it. So that gave me peace of mind, because the reason I'm here is to build my career, to be somebody, and to have better opportunities that I would have back in my country. So I know I can work. I know I have opportunities to help my family out. And that's why it gave me peace of mind.
Hmm. Has there ever been an opportunity for you, or have you ever seen a potential path to citizenship, if that's what you want?
As of now, I've asked, I've been to multiple lawyers, but as of now, there's no path to citizenship. But I think that just having DACA just makes me very calm and gives me, like you said, peace of mind.
Yeah. So what is it that you want for your future? What do you want to do?
So I'm going to UMass Boston to study international relations. And with that, I want to be an advocate for immigrant youth. I know I've had multiple opportunities, and that's why I'm able to go to college. But there's a lot of even DACA recipients that don't find the opportunities they need to continue their education, so they become discouraged. So I want to study some sort of politics and be an advocate, whether through a nonprofit or even if I get the chance to citizenship, to be able to work in the government and advocate for immigrant youth.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, what would you say to people who say, you know what, we understand that you were brought here as a child. You didn't necessarily have a choice. You were 9 years old. But nevertheless, they still look upon your undocumented status as, you know, as illegal in their eyes. And that just by virtue of that, that you shouldn't be here. I mean, what's your response to folks who think that way?
I think that I have maybe not necessarily the right, but I have the choice of being here. I think, as I've said before, that a paper does not make me any more or any less than any other youth in this country. I'm pursuing an education. I'm working on every chance that I get. I'm making something for myself, and I don't think I'm taking anything away from anybody.
Well, that's Paola. She's going to be a freshman at UMass Boston this fall. She is here currently under the DACA program, but is one of the 8,000 young people in Massachusetts who could face a high degree of instability and uncertainty if President Trump rescinds the DACA program. He's going to make an announcement about that either today or sometime this weekend. Paola, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.